Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Genesis 14, verse number 17. This is when Melchizedek jumps off the pages of Scripture. And just as quick as he jumps on the pages of Scripture, he disappears until we're going to read about him in the book of Psalms, one of the Psalms. Anyway, Genesis 14, 17. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Kedalay. I'm glad. Let's say Winter Haven. Okay. And of the kings that were with him at the valley of Shavah, which is the king's dale. Now, verse number 18. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thine hand, and he gave him tithes of all." And then it talks about the kingdom of Sodom and all. But just those, you got three verses there that mentions Melchizedek, and that's all it says about Melchizedek. And some things, we're going to look at him in just a minute. But there's another place that's in Psalm. Where did I have that at? Psalm 110, verse 4. Psalm 110, verse 4. This is the only other place that we find in the Old Testament about Melchizedek being mentioned. Very important. Psalm 110, verse 4. And the Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now, that's the only times we read about Melchizedek in the Old Testament. But I want to submit to you, one of the most important persons that's mentioned in Scripture is Melchizedek. Okay. We see that Melchizedek is perhaps one of the greatest examples of Christ in all the Bible. This mysterious Melchizedek walks onto the pages of God's word and quickly walks off the pages. Who was this Melchizedek that was the great example of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Back in Hebrews chapter number 7, verse number 1, it identifies him a little bit. First of all, Melchizedek, the word Melchizedek means he was the king of righteousness. Now remember, Melchizedek came from a pagan nation. Pagan area. This is before Abraham became, before Abram became Abraham, Melchizedek met him, and he was the priest of the Most High God, pagan nation. Okay, which is interesting that even before Abraham, God has always had a witness on this earth. Always, Melchizedek was a witness. His name means King of Righteousness. And not only he was just a king of Salem, and by the way, most Bible scholars believe that Salem was ancient Jerusalem. What we now know as ancient Jerusalem, that area, before it became a Jewish country, you know what I'm talking about. It was Salem. Most people believe, I don't know. I'm saying what most believe, that this would be, not only is he the king of righteousness, but he's all, the name, he's also the king of Salem. And the word Salem means peace. How would you like to live in a place called peace? He's the king of righteousness, and he's the king of peace, a place of peace. It's interesting, the order that which is given here in the Bible. He's the king of righteousness who reigns in the king of peace, in the kingdom of peace. You cannot have the peace of God before you have peace with God. That's the thought here. You have to have the righteousness of God before you can live in the land of peace. I don't believe this is a play on words at all. I think it's an example for us. He walks off the pages. Melchizedek, whose name means the king of righteousness, he rules in the land of peace, the land of Salem. It's interesting here. So we're learning some things here. He's the king of Salem. Not only is he a king, he's a priest. Now, get this. This is before the priestly order of Aaron and the Levites and all. He was a priest before all this took place. Before Abraham, before Moses, before all of this, the Bible declares him to be a priest of the Most High God. Before we go any farther, Not only, let me share this with you, not only was Melchizedek a king, he was also a priest of the Most High God. This is very unique. Now listen to this, in the Old Testament economy, in that the throne and the altar, in other words, the priestly work, they were separate. You could not be king and you could not be priest together. We remember I talked about here a few weeks ago, a couple of illustrations of that, who the kings who attempted to invade the priesthood, they were judged by God. Remember Saul, he invaded the priesthood and he lost his kingdom. In 1 Samuel chapter number 13, verses number 9 through 14, an example of a king trying to take on the office of Saul did this in verse number 13 or 9 of chapter 13. And Saul said, I got to spit this. I'm going to spit this on Melissa's wanting to come out of my mouth. All right. And Saul said, bring hither a burnt offering to me and peace offerings. And he offered the burnt offering. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering of the burnt offering, he took on a priestly role. King Saul did. Samuel came and went unto him that he might salute him. In other words, Saul went out to meet Samuel. He was so proud of what he did. Saul was, man, I've just made an offering to the Lord. And look in verse number 11. Is it up there? Yeah. Verse number 11. And Samuel said, what hast thou done, Saul? You crossed over into an office you shouldn't have been in. You're king. You're not a priest. What have you done? And because of that, let's go down to verse number 13. We see in verse 11 or 12, Saul makes an excuse. Oh, they needed me and blah, blah, blah. Here's what Samuel said to Saul. Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. Because of Saul, King Saul invading that priesthood, God took Saul's kingdom away. So that is what I mentioned about, it's very unique that Melchizedek was not only a king, he was also a priest. There's another fella we read in Scripture. I think I mentioned him in 2 Chronicles chapter number 26, verse number 16. His name was Uzziah. He was a king of Judah. Verse number 16, Uzziah, who was a king of Judah. Let's verse number 16. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up with destruction. In other words, pride entered him. For he transgressed against the Lord and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests, 80 priests of the Lord, and they were valiant men. They went in to stop the king from doing what he was going to do. And they withstood Uzziah, and the king said unto him, it appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord. This isn't your job. You're in dangerous territory. But to the priest and the sons of Aaron, they are that are consecrated to go burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary. Get out of here, for thou hast trespassed. Neither shall it be thine honor from the Lord God. Verse number 19. Then Uzziah was wroth. He was angry. He had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, don't ever get mad with God's men. Don't get mad with the preacher. You'll see what happens here, okay? Leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord and from beside the incense altar. And they looked upon him, verse number 20, and he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out thence. Yea, himself hasted also to go out because the Lord, I have to snicker. It's not funny, but I have to snicker. I guess so. He came in with pride and he left humble. He got out of there real quick. Leprosy came upon him in verse number 20 because the Lord had smitten him in verse number 21. And Uzziah the king was a leper until his death.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.